It's better if this, the lights are turned down after we start. Okay. Well, thank you everyone for coming. Can you hear me? If I go like this, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
You can still hear me, right? Even without the mic. Okay. So, it's great to be back in Buffalo. Thank you, Tracy, for setting this up. Tonight's class will be really all about resting and receiving sacred vibration. So we're going to go through a restorative yoga sequence, and you'll get into each posture completely restful. In other words, there aren't any postures that are going to take effort. I want you to be completely relaxed. And when you're completely relaxed, then you can receive the best. So you are going to be receiving vibrations of sound chanted in the Sanskrit language. Most of the chants are very old. Most of them are Vedic. You'll be hearing them in the same way that they were chanted in the beginning. So it's really all about receiving the vibrations. Now, it's actually, believe it or not, better not to know what they mean, because if you know what they mean, then the mind gets involved and you become less receptive, believe it or not. It's better to just move the mind aside and just receive the vibrations. I'm happy to share with you the meanings after class if you want to know what they mean. I guarantee all the meanings are very, very sattvic, very positive, and very healthy. Okay, but I'm happy to share that with you if you want to see them. part of the reason I do this class is because, you know, our society tends to be pretty kind of going all the time and watching videos and TV, and just everything's going so fast. This is a time to just completely slow down and completely relax. It builds what is known in Ayurveda as ojas. Ojas is this word, this substance that is essentially related to the strength of your immune system. And so when you strengthen your ojas, you're strengthening your immune system. And when you relax and receive, believe it or not, you're also strengthening your immune system. Okay? Very good. You guys do much Ayurveda here? You do some? Okay, you do some. Okay, so very good for Vata. And sound in particular, because it's coming through kind of in a subtle way, it's not physical, it gets into your system deeper than something physical. Okay, just like music, it affects your system in a very different way. It affects the subtle body, and in this tradition, when you affect the subtle body, it's more powerful than affecting the physical body. Even though it might not be obvious at first, it's an energetic effect. Okay. Tracy's going to be helping people with any modifications. None of the postures are hard. Okay, and the main thing I want you guys to know is, please just make sure you're completely relaxed in the posture. You shouldn't be exerting any effort once you're in. Okay, and just kind of empty your mind. Okay.
You want lights down?
Yeah. Okay. You guys have any questions? At the very end, we will be doing one posture against the wall. And that we do have enough wall space. I counted. If there are 20 people, there is enough wall space. So we'll just have to move off your mat to that wall space at that time. Can we close that window, or is it going to get too hot?
Let me know. We can reopen it.
Okay.
That's the struggle in here, is between noise.
Oh, okay.
That's the beauty of being downtown.
Okay. Oh, I should say one more thing. You know, the Sanskrit language in particular is designed for mantra. It's designed for kind of expressing very, very deep philosophical ideas. And each Sanskrit word, when you say the word, when you pronounce the word is said to carry the meaning with it. So you don't even need to know what it means. The meaning will get into on a subtle level. Okay? So, for example, if you were to, you know, let's say you had a Vedic verse and you had the choice. You could either write it, you could chant it, or you could translate it to get the meaning. Which one do you think you would choose to get the most powerful effect? You would chant it. So that's where it's at. And the Vedas, the very, very oldest texts from India, have been chanted continuously since they were written. I shouldn't even say written, since they were heard, because they're considered to be sort of channeled in. They're not even considered to be man-made. So these vibrations you're going to receive tonight is part of thousands and thousands of years of chanting. And so it's not just a new verse. This is tapping in to a much more powerful vibration, something that's been going on for a long, long, long time, chanted billions of times in the same way. Okay? You guys ready? Okay. So, let's, believe it or not, all of these chants aren't Vedic. Oops, something just fell. I'm going to be doing a couple of Yoga Sutras also, depending on the... Is that good? Is that good? Can you hear me still? Okay. So I tried to make the chant kind of related to the posture as much as I could. We're going to start out with just standing on your mat. So everybody stand up. Just put your hands together. Everybody say Samasthiti.
Samasthiti.
So this is the name of this posture. I'm going to chant the first Yoga Sutra. So again, I just want you to relax and receive. I'm just going to chant it five times. This means here begins the practice of yoga. That's the last one I'm going to translate. Okay. Om Atha Yoganushasanam Atha Yoganushasanam Atha Yoganushasanam Atha Yoganushasanam Atha Yoganushasanam Okay, now let's go into Parangushtasana. So this is a forward bend. You can bend your knees if you need to. This will be after this. It'll be all seated postures. Okay, it's not a stretch. I mean, it's more of a relaxation. You're kind of hanging your head. Again, if you need to bend your knees, we're not going to be in here for a long time. Okay. So, I chant the Ganesha Mula Mantra. You chant to Ganesha are done in the beginning. and this is all, I'm not going to say the meaning. Okay. Om Shreem Hreem Kleem Glaum Gam Ganapataye Vara Varada Sarvajanam Me Vashamanaya Swaha. Om Shreem Hreem Kleem Glaum Gam Ganapataye Vara Varada Sarvajanam Me Vashamanaya Swaha. Om Shreem Hreem Kleem Glaum Gam Ganapataye Vara Varada Sarvajanam Me Vashamanaya Swaha. Now come down into hero posture, Virasana. You need a block, you need a bolster, whatever you need, just make sure you can hold this for a few minutes. Close your eyes, put your hands on your knees, relax. Another chant to Ganesha. Om Vak. Kratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurume Deva Sarva Karyeshu Sarvada Om Vak Kratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurume Deva Sarva Karyeshu Sarvada Om Vak Kratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurume Deva Sarva Karyeshu Sarvada Om Vak Kratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurume Deva Sarva Karyeshu Sarvada Om Chakratunda Mahakaya Surya Koti Samaprabha Nirvignam Kurume Deva Sarva Karyeshu Sarvada. Now move into cross-legged position, Sukhasana. Again, make sure you're comfortable. If you need to sit on a bolster, that's fine. Asato ma sadgamaya tamaso ma jyotirgamaya mrityor ma mritam gamaya om shanti 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 Om Asato ma sadgamaya Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya Mrityor ma mritam gamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Om Asato ma sadgamaya Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya Mrityor ma mritam gamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Asato ma sadgamaya Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya Mrityor ma mritam gamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Asato ma sadgamaya Tamaso ma jyotirgamaya Mrityor ma mritam gamaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's move into Supta Baddha Konasana. That's, you know what that one is? You're on your back and you're like this.
Butterfly.
Butterfly. Okay, reclined butterfly. You might want to put something under your knees if you like, or a strap. This will be, we'll be in here for a while. It's a very long chant. I'm going to say a little bit about this one. This chant is all about flowering and expression. And it's related to change and flow and water. Water being the element of flow. A very old Vedic chant. Om yo pam pushpam veda pushpavan prajavan pashuman bhavati chandramava apam pushpam Pushpavan Prajavan Pashuman Bhavati Ya Evam Veda Yopamayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Agnirva apamayatanam ayatanavan bhavati yognirayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati apova agnerayatanam ayatanavan bhavati ya evam veda yopamayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati Vayurva apamayatanam ayatanavan bhavati Yo vayurayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati Apo vai vayorayatanam ayatanavan bhavati ya evam veda yopamayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati Asau vai tapannapamayatanam ayatanavan bhavati Yo mushyatapata ayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati Apova Amushyatapata ayatanam ayatanavan bhavati ya evam veda yopamayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati Chandramava apamayatanam Ayatanavan bhavati yashchandramasa ayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati chandramasa ayatanam ayatanavan bhavati ya evam veda yopamayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati nakshatrani va apamayatanam ayatanavan bhavati yo nakshatranamayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati nakshatranamayatanam ayatanavan bhavati ya evam veda yopamayatanam veda ayatanavan bhavati parjanyo va apamayatanam ayatanavan bhavati ya Parjanyasyayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Parjanyasyayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Ya Evam Veda Yopamayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Samvatsaro va apamayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Yasamvatsarasyayatanam Veda Ayatanavan Bhavati Samvatsarasyayatanam Ayatanavan Bhavati Ya Evam Veda Now gently come out of Paddha Konasana and go into Supta Padangusthasana, which is you're still on your back and one leg is straight and let's just do the left leg first, I guess. Left leg goes just out to the side. Okay? Well, extended. So you can rest it on your neighbor or stagger, whatever. However.
Do you want it open like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the idea. Yeah, it's open. With a strap, you can use a strap, but again, you want to be relaxed. So you can rest it on a block. You can rest it on a bolster, your leg that's out. That would be the easiest. Yeah, like that left leg just out to the side. Yeah. Maybe put your calf on something or your ankle. Just make sure it's comfortable. Yes, both legs are straight. We'll do both sides. So we'll do one side first and then the other. This chant is about the divine inner light of awareness not being anything that's part of the manifest world. Not this, not that. You'll hear the refrain, I am, that part of that means I am Shiva. Shiva means good or auspicious. Om Mano Buddhyahankara Chit Tani naham na cha shrotra jihwe na cha ghrana netre na cha vyoma bhumir na tejo na vayuhu Chidananda Rupaha Shivoham Shivoham Nacha Pranasanyo Navai Panchavayo Navasaptadhatur Nava panchakosha Navak panipadam Nachopastapayuhu Chidanandarupaha Shivoham Shivoham Name dveshragau, name lobhamohau, name vaimado naiva matsarya bhavaha, na dharmo na chartho, Na kamo na mokshaha Chidanandarupaha Shivoham Shivoham. Now switch sides. Punyam na papam na saukhyam na dukkham na mantro na tirtham na vedo na yajjaha aham bhojanam naiva Bhojyam na bhokta Chidananda rupaha Shivoham Shivoham Na mrityur na shankha Na me jati bhedaha pita naiva me naiva mata na janmaha na bandhur na mitram gurur naiva shishyaha Chidananda Rupaha Shivoham Shivoham Aham Nirvikalpo Nirakara Rupo Vibhutvacha Sarvatra Sarvendriyanam Nacha Sangatam Naiva Muktir Nameyaha Chidananda Rupaha Shivoham Shivoham Chidananda Rupaha Shivoham Shivoham. So staying on your back, bring your legs together again. And we'll go into Jatara Parivartanasana, which is you bend one knee and put it over the other leg. So your one leg is stretched out. So let's say your right leg is stretched out and you bend your left knee and then put it over. I can't really have the microphone here. It's really good for your hip here. Yeah, the knee kind of goes over the other hip, over the other hip in a way. And you can just like the bottom hip stays on the floor, the other hip actually doesn't. Yeah, like this. Yes. Yeah, that's how you do it. Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
Drop your left knee across your body. Left knee is bent, tips over the body, or like straight underneath.
Tracy, try to keep your left shoulder.
Just keep it relaxed, yeah. So don't tip so far that your shoulders are off. That's uncomfortable.
You can also straighten you don't have to bend your knee on that one. You can straighten it too if that's easier. Either way, the bent is easier. So going to hold the mic. It keeps falling over. So these we'll do each side, and we'll do both of these mantras will be to the sun, which represents the light of knowledge. Om Bhur Bhuvas Suvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvah
Vasubhah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvasuvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvasuvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvasuvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvasuvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvasuvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvasuvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Om Bhur Bhuvasuvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yo Nah Prachodayat. Now switch sides. Is a different mantra to the sun. Om Hram Udyanadya Mitramaha. Om Hrim Arohan Tarandivam Om Hrum Hridrogam Mamasurya Om Hraim Parimananchanashaya. Om Hraum Shukeshume Harimanam. Om Hraha Ropanakasudadvasi. Om Hraum Atho Haridraveshu Me. Om Hrim Harimanannidadvasi. Om Hrum Udagadayamadityaha. Om Hraim Vishvenasahasaha. Om Hraum Dvishantam Mamarandhayan. Om Hraha Mo Aham Dvishato Radham. Okay, let's go into Balasana now, child's pose. Gently.
You want to lie down on your bolster as well in child's pose. It's very comfortable. Be front row. Yeah. Does anybody need a bolster and not have one? There's a secret stash here. Yeah, so you can put your belly in your chest and maybe turn your head to one side.
This posture is very much of a bowing posture. This is a chant to the spiritual teacher, Guru Stotram.
Om Akhandamandalakaram Vyaptam yena characharam tat padam darshitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha adyanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Gurur Brahma Gurur Vishnuhu Gurur Devo Maheshvaraha Guru Deva Param Brahma Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Stavaram Jangamam Vyaptam Yat Kinchit Sacharacharam Tat Padam darshitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha chinmayam vyapiyat sarvam trailokyam sacharacharam tat Padam darshitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha sarva shruti shiro ratna virajita padam bhujaha vedantam bhuja suryo yah Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Chaitanya Shashvata Shanto Vyomatito Niranjanaha Bindunadakalatitaha Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jnana Shakti Samarudha Tattvamala Vibhushitaha Bhukti Mukti Pradata Cha Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Aneka janma sampraptah karma bandha vidahine atma jnana pradanena tasmai shri gurave namaha Shoshanam bhavasindhoscha jyapanam sarasam padaha guruh padodakam samyak tasmai shri gurave namaha na guru radhikam tattvam Na guru radhikam tapaha tat vajyanat param nasti tasmai shri gurave namaha mannata shri jagannatah madguru shri jagadguru Madatma sarva bhutatma tasmai shri gurave namaha guru radiranadischa guru paramadaivatam guru Parataram nasti tasmai shri gurave namaha Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva Tvameva bandhush cha sakha tvameva Tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva Tvameva sarvam mama deva deva
sitting, and you can try going into halasana. You know what that is? The plow posture. Now, if you have trouble with that, you don't have to. You can just go back with your knees up. It's on your back, and the plow posture is with your leg both straight and all the way back over your head. If you can't do that, then you can just bring your knees to your chest, or just kind of put your knees next to your ears.
Maybe you do like a wind reliever.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice word, right? I think it was hold the leg.
Yeah, if that's what, if that's all you can do, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just make sure you relax.
Either a wind reliever or your legs over your head on the floor.
If you can do full halasana, that's great. If you can do half, which is your knees bent kind of near your head, or if just have your knees, you can even do happy baby posture if that's all you can do. So, again, the idea is just to be relaxed.
Yeah, we're not in the Sangha school.
Yeah. So this will be a Yoga Sutra on kindness and compassion. Maitri Karuna Mudito Pekshanam Sukhaduh Kapunya punya vishayanam bhavana taschitta prasadanam maitri karuna mudito pekshanam sukha dukha punya punya vishayanam bhavanatascitta prasadanam maitri karuna mudito pekshanam sukha dukha punya punya vishayanam bhavanatascitta prasadanam maitri karuna mudito pekshanam sukha dukha punya punya vishayanam bhavana taschitta prasadanam maitri karuna mudito pekshanam sukha dukha punya punya vishayanam bhavana taschitta prasadanam maitri karuna mudito pekshanam sukha dukha punya punya vishayanam bhavana taschitta prasadanam maitri karuna mudito pekshanam sukha dukha punya punya vishayanam bhavana taschitta prasadanam
Maitri Karuna Mudito Pekshanam Sukha Dukha Punya Punya Vishayanam Bhavana Taschitta Prasadanam Maitri Karuna Mudito Pekshanam Sukha Dukha Punya Punya Vishayanam Bhavana Taschitta Prasadanam Maitri Karuna Mudito Pekshanam Sukha Dukha Punya Punya Vishayanam Bhavana Taschitta Prasadanam.
Okay, come back to your back. Now we'll do a gentle back bend. So all you really, you can do is Setu Bandha Sarvangasana. You can just stay on your back, and if it's easiest, just put a block underneath your sacrum or a bolster underneath your sacrum. It's just a very gentle back bend. You know, say your sacrum, the very lowest part of your back. So it's a supported back bend. Okay? Now, if you can do the full Setu Bandha Sarvangasana, but again, we're supposed to be resting here, so it's better just to rest on a bolster or a block or two. Should be a slight back bend, though. Enough, high enough for a slight back bend. So this will be a mantra to the divine light of awareness seated in the heart. Om Hrim Hum Sa So Hum Swaha. 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 Om Hrim Hum Sa So Hum Swaha.
Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha. Om Hrim Hamsa Soham Swaha.
Okay, let's come out of this one. Let's go into Tadaka Mudra. That's called the pond. It's basically Shavasana, but your arms are overhead. So just lie down on your back and put your arms overhead. This is the pond mudra. Will be a very powerful chant. You may have heard about not being bonded to the vine, being when we die we are free of the of the body.
Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityormukshiyamamritat. Om Triambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityormukshiyamamritat. Om Trayambakaya 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 Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityormukshiyamamritat. Amamritat. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshi Amamritat.
Gently turn to your side and come up. And now we're going to do Viparita Karani, which is the legs up against the wall. So find some wall space and bring either a bolster or a blanket or two. You want to demonstrate, Tracy? Do people know what this is?
Sure. Legs up the wall.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Legs up the wall. There should be plenty of wall space. You might have to move where you're from, but.
So you can have your hips right on the floor, or you can bring a blanket under, or you can bring a bolster under. But yeah, the back of your thighs are against the wall. You just leave your mat. Only want to go. Unabashedly move props and stuff out of the way, it's fine. And actually, yeah, you know what, we can slide those doors shut. New walls are use the doors.
Everybody okay? Your legs should be as vertical as possible. This is, of course, a very, very gentle inversion. Very, very restorative. Great thing to do at the end of a day. This is also, because it's so restorative, so, in a sense, yin. It's considered a feminine posture. We could probably open this one now.
Yeah, it's getting quiet now.
Chris, can you throw her a blanket? She needs a blanket.
Yeah.
There you go.
Martha, do you want to come next to Lisa right here? There's some prime real estate. Who wants a blanket?
You can unplug that if you need to. That's fine. Yeah, you can unplug it.
That's fine. Thanks.
Anybody else want a blanket? Anything?
This posture is considered very feminine, so this is a chant to the goddess, honoring the feminine in all things. You will hear Namastasyai. Salutations to her. Om Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Buddhirupena Samstita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Nidra Rupena Samstita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Kshudha Rupena Samstita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Shakti Rupena Samstita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Trishna Rupena Samstita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Kshanti Rupena Samstita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Jati Rupena Samstita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Lajja Rupena Samstita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Shanti Rupena Samstita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Shraddha Rupena Samstita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Kanti Rupena Samstita Namastasyai 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 Namo Namaha Ya Devi Sarva Bhuteshu Lakshmi Rupena Samstita
Namastasyai, 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 namo namaha. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu vritti rupena samstita. Namastasyai, 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 namo namaha. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu smriti rupena samstita. Namastasyai, 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 namo namaha. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu daya rupena samstita. Namastasyai, 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 namo namaha. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu tushti rupena samstita. Namastasyai, 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 namo namaha. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu matra rupena samstita. Namastasyai, 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 namo namaha. Ya devi sarva bhuteshu bhranti rupena samstita. Namastasyai, 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 namo namaha.
Okay, let's gently bend your knees, then turn your legs to the side and come down. Is this still working, this microphone? Okay. Oh, okay, okay. So, I'm going to close this, I think.
Yeah. We're next to a big apartment building.
Oh, okay.
And folks like to come out on their balconies and shower us.
So you guys are like rolling dishes.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we do like lots of common outside. They sit up on like the roof and watch
us. Oh, really? You do it right out here?
Yeah, right in the courtyard.
Oh, wow, that's great. Okay.
Where they're interested.
So we're going to go into Shavasana now. That's just flat on your back. Most people love this one. You got to make sure you're comfortable. Make sure if you have lower back pain, you can put something beneath your lower back to support it. You can put something under your knees if you need to, even under your neck.
Thank you.
So I'm going to do a stotra to the Ganges, the Ganga, considered feminine again, and then a chant to peace to end. Devi Sureshwari Bhagavati Gange Tribhuvana Tarini Tarala Tarange Shankara Mauli Biharini Vimale Mama Matirastam Tavapada Kamale Bhagirati Sukhadayini Matas Tava jala mahima nigame khyataha Naham jane tava mahimanam Pahi kripa mahima madhyanam Haripara padyatarangini gange Hima vidhu mukha Dhavala tarange Duri kuru mama dushkriti bharam Kuru kripaya bhavasagara param Dava jala mamalam yena nipitam Paramapadam kalutena grahitam Matar gange tvayo bhaktaha Kilatam drashtum nayamah saktaha Patito dharini jahvani gange Kandita tagiri viramandit vange Bhishma janani he munivara kanye Patita nivarini tribhuvana dhanye Kalpala tamiva paladam loke Pranamati yasvam minapatati shoke Paravara viharini gange Vimukayavati krita tarala pange Tava chain mata stota snata Punarapi jatare sopi na jataha Narakani varini jahna vigange Kalushavi nashini mahimotange Punarasadange punyatarange Jaya jaya jahnavi karuna pange Indra mukuta mani rajita charane Sukade shubhade mritya sharanye Rogam shokam tapam papam Harame bhagavati kumati kalapam Tribhuvana sare vasudhahare Dvamasi gatir mam kalu samsare Alaka nande paramanande
Kuru Karuna Mai Katara Vandye Tavatata Nikate Yasya Nivasaha Kalu Vaikunte Tasya Nivasaha.
One will be to peace. Everything is peace. Vedic. Om Dyao Shantihi Antarik Shagum Shantihi Prithivi Shantihi Apashantihi Oshadhayashantihi Vanaspatayashantihi Vishve Deva Shantihi Brahma Shantihi Sarvagum Shantihi Shantireva Shantihi Sama Shantiredhi Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Dyao Shantihi Antariksha Gum Shantihi Prithivi Shantihi Apashantihi Oshadhayashantihi Vanaspatayashantihi Vishve Deva Shantihi Brahma Shantihi Sarvagum Shantihi Shantireva Shantihi Sama Shantiredhi Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Now we'll just rest in silence for a few minutes.